from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
They have a shot at it, a realistic shot at it. However, how would you think their, how would you describe their first day of training camp?
It's the word that I'm going to use to describe the team all year long. And I mentioned this on the pregame show a couple days ago. Shout out the pregame show, Stein. I know you
yes,
tune
sir.
In about 5 to 6, Monday through Friday. Did not do a pregame show today, by the way, because I got to be honest, I thought you guys were at training camp again today and the morning show. So I came in closer to 5 o'clock. Normally, I usually come here at 4:30, but it was more like a 4:50-ish.
What is going on here?
Flag on Spadoni. No pregame show today. It actually worked in my favor because now I get to talk for 4 hours instead of five today. Although I love talking to you lovely people. But I said the one word to describe the Niners this season is going to be tense. And it kind of felt like that a little bit yesterday. Now, there's some feel-good stuff, right? Like, guys got married this offseason. Christian McCaffrey, congratulations to him. Congratulations. Did Brock Purdy get married or is he just engaged? You get married? 888-957-9570.
I'll tell you what, I don't know, but I'll bet he's been faithful.
There you go.
Brock Purdy's faithful. I'll give you that. Pun intended.
Shout out the 49ers face. Thank you. 49ers faithful. But the one word I would use to describe is tense when it comes to Trent Williams. Now he's holding out. We got a whole deal with Brandon Ayuk. Guys just walking around with shades on and basketball shorts. It's just very odd. Like, it's like attending school, but like instead of me being front and center in the classroom, I'm sitting at the teacher's desk on my phone, checked out, but I'm still kind of getting credit for it. It's very weird. And I don't know how I'd feel about that. You know, if I'm another 49ers teammate, I get it. They want to say, hey, Stein, you guys get your bag, right? We always hear that.
Yep.
Go. Hey, you do you, buddy. I'm going to root for you to get your money. It's easy to say that. But when you're a guy like Brandon Ayuk, Steiny, and you see Christian McCaffrey get the bag. You see all these guys getting the bag. You see who's Odom, some guy named Odom on the team who doesn't play as much as you do, but he's more of a priority, it seems like. You see all these articles coming out. Brock Purdy's going to get $325 million. You see stuff like that. And now you see Trent Williams holding out, and it feels like he might even be more of a priority over you. How am I supposed to feel about that? There's a lot going on here with the 49ers.
There
off
is.
The field.
There is a lot going on. And my question to 49er fans is, all the stuff going on, all their issues, their challenges, their obstacles do seem to be happening off the field. Is that good? If you're a 49er fan, are those the problems you'd like to have? Hopefully get them out of the way, and then you're able to attack the season. Or would you rather they actually have some football issues, which they may, but we just don't know at this point. But you're right. I mean, you run down the line of what happened one day into training camp. You got Brandon Ayuk on the sidelines. He's there, but he's not practicing. Trent Williams, he's a no-show. Ricky Pearsall is going to miss the first 4 days of practice. And I'll tell you what, we got some sound from Herm Edwards that I always mess with Guru about stop worrying, but maybe there's cause to worry about Ricky Pearsall. How much do you use Christian McCaffrey? We haven't even talked about that. You know, George Kittle's lost 30 pounds and gained 30 pounds in the offseason. So there's a lot going on. But I do want to ask 49er fans, day one was, I felt like, and I said this to the boss after we were down at training camp yesterday.
How was that? Was it hot?
Toasty? It was warm. It was warm.
Okay.
But I was telling the boss, there was so much stuff coming in about, you know, Ayuk's there, but he's not, Trent Williams now. It was just a whirlwind day, and I would love to know how 49er fans feel about it. After one day, yeah, I'm asking you how you feel about it after one day. Do you sense any trouble? Do you roll your eyes when I say, do you sense any trouble? Because your answer is, one day in a training camp, this happens all the time, and they'll figure it out. But again, I saw a story on ESPN, Bill Barnwell. $325 million for Brock Purdy? No wonder everybody is trying to get as much money now as possible.
Wow, dude.
So, I don't know. It feels like you said the word. It feels like the 49ers, there's tension there. And I have to agree with you because I know that Lynch and Shanahan want to keep this window open longer than a year. And they may very well be able to do that. But there is an urgency on this year that I don't know what other team is feeling it right now. The Chiefs aren't feeling it because they got Super Bowls in their back pocket. But is there any team out there that's feeling this kind of pressure and experiencing this kind of tension and is more up against it than the Niners right now?
I would say I would maybe, not maybe as much because the Niners have done this twice under Kyle Shanahan's era, but maybe a team like the Cincinnati Bengals who have gotten to where the Niners have and come just short of winning a Super Bowl in recent memory, have beaten Mahomes before in the playoffs, the only team to do that other than Tom Brady's Patriots way back when. So, yeah, but it's really the Niners. It's not even close outside of maybe the Bengals. Like, it's an unenviable position to be in when you don't win the title, but the expectations are from the fan base and from everyone else, you better get there still.
And there is some difference between Buffalo and Cincinnati, and it's because Buffalo's got Allen. Cincinnati's got Burrow.
Burrow's hurt a lot, though.
He is. But what I'm saying is, like, even the Baltimore Ravens, who you think of as a team that, you know, they knock on the door every year, or they're a factor every year, they're sitting with Lamar Jackson. I think when you're one of those teams, you don't feel like this has to be a do-or-die year. But with the 49ers, I think we all know that because Brock Purdy's going to have to get paid one way or the other by the Niners or by some other team, that there is some, I don't know if it's finality to this year, but I think everybody knows that it's all going to change at the end of this year. And you better have a Super Bowl in your back pocket by the time things change. Otherwise, all bets are off.
Well, let's say they don't win it this year, Steiny. Yeah. Let's say they make the playoffs and maybe they lose the divisional round. Let's just say that.
Win a game, lose a game.
Win a game, lose a game.
All right.
Fair enough. You lose to the Lions or something. They look like they're going to go to the Super Bowl or something like that. What are 49ers fans' thoughts heading into next offseason? Because if you lose in the playoffs, and that's three trips now, and Brock Purdy, I get if you want to give him a mulligan after that first year, gets hurt in the NFC Championship. You don't know what you have there. He's an MVP consideration last year, comes up just short in overtime in the Super Bowl, and then you're one and done in the playoffs. And now you're facing potentially a $300-plus million contract in the face, and you have to start making hard decisions on guys like George Kittle, Debo Samuel. What's going on with Brandon Ayuk? Has he re-signed it? What's going on with Trent Williams? That's what you don't want. So it really is, like, to your point, a very Super Bowl or bust heavy feel to it, which again goes back to that word I wanted to use, tension.
Yep.
With the players, with the front office, with ownership. You want to get it done this year because this is the last time you're going to have the core players, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. All those guys, right?
Yeah.
Because something's going to change. It has to.
It has to.
It has to change.
And everybody knows it has to. And I think what people are worried about is it may be starting to change right now with Ayuk. He may be the first domino to fall in terms of a residual off the fact that they have to pay Brock Purdy at some point. I think there's another thing going on here too, though, Joe. Tell me what you think of it.
Ooh, you call me Joe. You don't do that often.
Yeah.
I don't really call you Matt.
Guru and I kind of mix it up a little bit, okay. but it's this.
I've never heard you call him Daryl, so there's that.
Well, only when I'm pissed.
Okay.
So I don't.
It's like Matthew at home.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, Matthew, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Joseph would be, yeah, that's not good.
No, that's my mom, when she calls me Maddie, everything's good. But when she says Matthew, trouble brewing.
Night, night.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's an external force at play here with the Niners that they can't control, but it's part of the equation. I really do. And I think it's, if you're a Bay Area sports fan and you're not Guru and you're more realistic than him, I really do think you look at the Giants and say, we got nothing. I think you look at the Warriors and say, we're going in a different direction than titles. We're at a crossroads, and it's probably not going to be as good as it was. And so the Niners, by default, and rightfully so, have an inordinate amount of pressure on them to do it this year because they're kind of the last... They're the last of the sure things right now with the Bay Area sports scene. The Giants used to be a sure thing 10 years ago. The Warriors used to be a sure thing 5 years ago. But right now, the only sure thing seems to be the San Francisco 49ers, and yet they're the team with nothing to show for it in terms of Super Bowls, so it's now or never. That's what it feels like, and it feels like that's a feeling that pervades the organization and the fan base.
Now or never, was that Bon Jovi? I'm not going to live forever. It's now or never, something like that.
No, it's now or never. It's a classic song. Might even be Sinatra.
Okay.
Might be a Burt Bacharach. Somebody like
Martin.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Fair
something
enough.
Like that.
All right. So it's a good place you want to be.
Elvis Presley.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There you go. It's a place you want to be in as a fan, but also not at the same time because you would have liked to have a Super Bowl, right?
Right.
At least Giants fans and Warriors fans, Steiny, to your point, they got championships that they can
exactly.
live with. I know it's been a long time for the Giants. It's been 10 years now, which is kind of crazy, right?
Yep.
10 years since their last World Series against the Kansas City Royals, a team that got all the way, by the way, which is what the Niners are trying to do, got all the way to a championship, to a World Series, lost, came back the next year, and beat our guy Ken's Mets in the 2015 World Series, I should say. Sorry. Hate to do that to you, Kenny. The great Ken Luttrell behind the glass, by the way.
You know what? That's the first time I've ever heard his last name. I didn't
really?
Know it was Luttrell. L-A-T-R-E-L-L? Like Spree?
No, not Spree. Not like Spree Will.
Is that French?
Backstreet Boy.
French?
Irish.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
I wouldn't have guessed.
All
so
right.
There you go. The great Irishman back there. Shout out Robert De Niro. Too long of a movie for me. But again, I'm going back to how fans should feel about this team. They should still feel pretty good. I know it might sound, you're tuning on your radio, it's 10:22 right now. Spadoni and Steiner, oh, the sky is falling one day in a training camp. We're not saying that. We're just saying, if you don't win this year, things are going to start getting a little heavier than you might want.
No
but
doubt.
But you know what? You are still one of those teams, Niner fans. You still are one of the few teams with legit Super Bowl expectations, and you want to be there no matter what. Like,
right.
No matter what, you want to be a team, like, if you want to go basketball, you want to be a Celtics, you want to be a Timberwolves, hell, you want to be
right.
Oklahoma City Thunder right now,
yep.
Denver Nuggets. Legit teams have a chance to win it all. If you go to the NFL right now, Stoney, who is it? Chiefs, you can go the
49ers,
Niners, Ravens, who else? The Bengals,
maybe the Bills.
Lions,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe, exactly.
Maybe the Bills.
Again,
yeah.
It's like five teams.
Yeah.
That's where you want to be right now. So as much as it might feel like there's a lot of tension right there, and there is, don't get it twisted. This team is still going to be really good this year, barring health. Might be a little tense at times.
Sure.
Might have a little mini losing streak. Maybe if an Ayuk or a Trent Williams gets hurt, maybe that adds a little more intrigue than it normally would. And I hope those guys don't get hurt, knock on wood. But there's just going to be some tension this year. And
no
that's
doubt.
Okay. Pressure is a privilege. Who says that, Billie Jean King? Pressure is a privilege, Steiny.
And pressure also brings out the best in players at times.
Mm-hmm.
510, Spadoni's right. It's Bon Jovi. The song is called It's My Life. Not
go.
A big Bon Jovi fan.
Really?
No,
From,
he's
a Jersey guy,
I
right?
know, I know. And it's an upset. It's an upset.
East Coaster that Steiny doesn't like?
Yeah, it's a little, he's a little bit, yeah. Didn't he
try to buy the Buffalo Bills? Wasn't he trying to like be part of that like group that like?
Well, he owned an Arena Football League team in Philadelphia, I believe.
Philadelphia Soul?
Oh, yeah, the Philadelphia Soul. The Philadelphia Soul, one of their problems was they never sold out very often.
Mm-hmm. They spelled it S-O-L-E, like the shoe.
Exactly.
There you go.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm coming and asking for 49er fans today because a lot is going on with your team. You got Trent Williams not there. You got Ayuk there but not there. We're going to play some Ricky Pearsall sound that would even give Daryl the Guru Johnson some pause. We've got Christian McCaffrey worried about his workload, and we've got Brock Purdy and what's going to happen with his future. So if you heard all the stuff that happened at training camp yesterday, what do you think about it? Or do you think it's not time to worry yet? 888-957-9570 is the number. I was also, we are going to get into Steph Curry. I was thinking about this yesterday. You know, when teams become great, especially in the Bay Area, there are things that become, I don't know if the word's iconic, but yeah, you got Pablo Sandoval, the Panda Hats. You got Brandon Bell, Giraffe. You got Marco Scudero standing in the rain with his hands uplifted.
Fan favorites.
Yeah, but we now have a new lexicon, word in the forevermore, we will be talking about the phrase bottom feeders. Steph Curry and the word bottom feeder. It will live. It will live on, trust me. And what is Steph Curry's definition of a bottom feeder? What's your definition of a bottom feeder? We're going to get into it all today on 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570 is the number. Yeah, AB on the YouTube text. Get ready for a roller coaster ride. That's what it's going to feel like, I think, this year with the Niners. What do you think? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on The Game is presented by Lucky California.
The savings road trip game of Monopoly is back at Lucky. This week,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.